Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many blessings. We thank him for giving us and blessing us with a great platform to be heard all around the world. And we're just grateful for that. We want to give a shout out to all that are listening in on this great Friday night. We're so grateful on tonight. Great show ahead of us. We're grateful. We want to give a shout out to all of you all that's here in the cities and states. We want to say blessings to you. Also to those that are in the different countries, those that are in, you know, Nigeria and also in Ghana and Zambia, the UK, our fam in the UK, our family in Italy, wherever you are listening at, we just want to welcome you on tonight. We have a great show called Transparency, the raw truth of transparency in day-to-day life issues. And we were on the week before last, and we did a part one and a part two. And I'm telling you, it was very, very awesome. We had an awesome time, and we talk about real life issues is what these shows are about. They are, when we say being transparent, we're coming out with the raw truth of day-to-day issues that a lot of people face, whether you're in the church, whether you're not in the church. However, I mean, it's just everybody, all of us have been through some things and still are going through some things and are facing different, you know, challenges. And so a lot of people feel like they can't talk about it because they feel like they're going to be saying, or someone is going to look at me different because I do this or I struggle with that, or I've been through this, or you know what I'm saying. And so that's what these shows are. We're coming with the raw truth, letting you know that we are all human, and we're going to go through and we're going to face challenges. We're going to go through some trials. We're going to go through some things. But what we want to know is, what can we do to overcome? How can we overcome? And that's what these shows are all about. And it's not to be pointing fingers at this person and that person, because like I said, none of us is perfect. And so in saying that, briefly before we go to our great guest, we want to give a shout out to my cousin on tonight, Vanessa Collins. Also, Annette Felton, we want you to keep her in prayer. Just got word that she had a tragedy death in the family. So we want to keep Annette Felton and family in prayer. Giving a shout out to Antoinette Taylor, also to Tammy Laster. And on the week before last, we kind of talked about rejection. We talked about rejection in the church. We talked about just rejection, period. We talked about grieving and mourning. You know, there's a difference in the grieving and the mourning. We talked about even in the grieving, indulging with alcohol and stuff like that. We talked about loneliness. What do we do when you face loneliness? You can be married. You can be in a relationship and still be lonely. You can live in a house, you know, with people and still feel lonely. And then we talked about depression. And so tonight we have a part three, and we're going to be having a part four as well in one night. And so we have some great guests right now, very great guests. We have recording artists with us on tonight. Brian Jamal, we have St. James, and we have Cleveland P. Jones. And so before we click them on, we're going to let our sis, I think she's able to say something. We're going to let our sis, Tammy Laster, just greet you all right now. Tammy, are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
Yes,
now you I'm now here. Let everybody know where you let everybody know where you calling from.
I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. I'm in the California area at the moment, and that's where I am for the moment.
Okay. And so I'm just going to let you greet the people, and what are you looking forward to hear on tonight as far as the transparency? What are you looking forward to hear from these great men?
Well, let me first just say blessings and greetings to all that are tuned in on tonight. Blessings and to those that are, you know, our guests. I'm praying, well, expecting on tonight. I don't know, when we talked earlier today, I have I'm excited for what the men will be sharing with us on tonight, because it's always, you know, we as women, we can talk, you know, and share amongst us. Always good to hear from a man's perspective, you know, how they deal with issues, you know. So I'm just excited for the men that you have lined up as guests tonight, and I, you know, want to hear what they have to say. And I know it's going to be great, because, like I said, I have this excitement in me on tonight, you know, and I'm glad that you know they're here to share with us, you know, because we need to know, you know, we have relationships with men, you know, and sometimes, you know, we don't always communicate, you know, our feelings and what we're dealing with, you know, the issues that we deal with. And, you know, that's a trick of the enemy to keep us from not communicating with one another and letting each other know how we feel about certain things and what, you know, what we're dealing with, you know. It's not something that we should keep to ourselves, especially, you know, when you're in a relationship. So I'm just excited tonight, and I'm just looking forward to what the men have to share with us tonight.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, we thank God for that. And so right now we're going to click on our guest tonight. Like I said again, we have Brian Jamal, we have St. James, and we have Cleveland Jones. And so we're going to unmute the mic. I'm trying to get these numbers ready. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm clicking on, I'm going to tell you who I'm. Okay, so I'm clicking you on, Brian. I'm opening your mic already. And then we're going to open up St. James' mic right now. And then we're going to open up, okay, we're going to open up Cleveland's mic as well. All right. So I had to get everything together here. All right, so do I have all three of y'all men on? Say yes.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep,
I can hear too. What's up?
Hey, I'm so excited on tonight. I'm very, very, very excited. And so y'all heard the introduction.
And, are you more excited than a point? Are you more excited than a pointed sister? Come on, catch up, sis. Wake up. Let's get it. That's before your time. My bad. I forgot you ain't old school.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm the young one out of the bunch. I know y'all like okay, whatever.
Yes, sir.
All right. So now, I'm going to let each one of you, you know, just say hello first, you know, have your hellos before we go forward. So right now, Brian Jamal, I'm going to have you greet the listeners right now.
Yes. Peace and blessings, grace and peace to everyone. This is yours truly, Brian Jamal. It's such a blessing and an honor to be on here to share my life, my testimony with everyone. I thank God for, you know, Angel of Melody Radio. I thank God for Miss Tanya Johnson and this opportunity.
All right. Okay. St. James.
You'll never find. Yeah. That's me. First of all, I wanted to thank God just for being alive throughout this pandemic situation. So, I mean, we are all truly blessed to still be here. 200,000 or more people have passed away and perished, and unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we want to kind of send prayers out to those families. Second of all, I want to thank my brothers, Cleveland and Jamal. Hey, welcome, brothers, man. Looking forward to breaking bread
hey,
with
welcome.
You guys verbally. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And my sister Angel, I can't say anything more about just the blessing that you are. And I'm excited just to be here. Thank you again for having me back. And I'm just going to go ahead and just let's see what we do. Let's make it happen.
All right. Okay, Cleveland.
Hey, greetings, everybody. I'm Cleveland P. Jones out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm so grateful for the connection here. Big shout out to you, Mr. St. James, for connecting me with Miss Angel. And
you're welcome.
I'm excited here to be honest and open and let's do some healing. So that's what we're here for.
Awesome.
I know that's right. All right. Yeah, thank you again, St. James, because St. James is the one that connected me and Cleveland. And I just thank God for Cleveland. I thank God for all three of you all, and it's an honor to have you be a part of this great transparency show. So starting us off, I'm going to start off with Cleveland. We're going to start off with you, Cleveland. And I'm giving each one of y'all, we're going to say 10 minutes. We're going to start off for each person 10 minutes to just share whatever you want to share.
Well, I mean, first of all, thank you again for having me on this platform. My thing is this. When you say open to transparency, it's so much we can talk about, of course. And I'm going to try to narrow it down to just speak in the space of I heard you speak earlier about rejection. And I think that that's a great topic to discuss. Mainly when I'm not before you long about this one, it's just when now, let's just say this, I'm in my 40s. And I totally see rejection completely differently as before, when I was younger. And the main thing now is I feel like rejection is also a blessing, if you get me. I take that as a situation where you were being saved from something that wasn't going to be for you, that was not going to work for you, that was not going to be in your favor, that was not going to serve you. And you were being curtailed and you were being cut off from a certain thing that you may have desired, but it was not for you. And I think one of the beautiful things about rejection, so in other words, I know rejection hurts, but I want to see, I want to talk about the beauty of it, is that you were being, to me, saved, rescued, or protected from something that could have been worse for you. So when I think about that particular word, rejection, when I was with a few labels back in the day in my music career, also in love, rejection. Mm-hmm. When I look back at things, you see in hindsight what was going to happen or what was gearing towards you. But when you're where I am now, which I am single, and that is a good thing, and I'm happy about that. So I'm not here to put any type of hey y'all, I'm single, come get me. Nope, not doing that. but I am saying that I am so blessed to have a moment where I can now reflect back on the things that I desired so much that I wanted this love, I wanted marriage, I wanted children, and I realized that, okay, and I'm saying that these things will not happen, so like to be clear, but I have so much more contentment, and I feel like all the rejections and things that I dealt with in the past, I feel like the Creator was totally gearing me to the space of just complete self-love with me, like falling in love with Cleveland and stop waiting for someone else or looking for someone else to fulfill something that I ultimately could fulfill for myself. So I would love to come to someone whole, and not say come and complete me. That I'm already complete. I am enough. I've always been enough. But now I'm not to go and dig too deep into it. But that's something I just think is so beautiful now that I see it in my 40s. But I didn't see that when I was in my 20s and 30s and younger. It was hurtful. But now I get it, and I'm glad that those things did happen, because here I am today, a better, stronger man for that reason.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? Like you said, sometimes rejection can, it can be a blessing, like you said, because you could really get involved into some things that, it could be worse. You can really suffer down the line.
Absolutely.
So that can go both ways, like you said.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm just, I'm blessed for it. So now, even now, if say, if I, you know, I can't really say. Just if it depends on if I'm dating someone or even in my music career, like I said before, going forward with what label or who's going to like my music, I kind of had to get over that. I had to say, be authentically Cleveland, be okay with what you're doing, be at peace with what you're doing, and stop having this thing called expectation from people. I think you save yourself from so much headache when you stop expecting people to do things or be a certain thing for you. And what I always keep myself in mind of is, again, what my grandmother used to always say, when you're pointing a finger at somebody, you got three pointing back at you. And when that always makes me remember, be cautious about judgment. Be cautious about, you know, just let people be who they are. I mean, even if you don't like it, remove yourself from the situation. If it does not serve you, remove yourself. And move. And again, be with, surround yourself with those who do show you the love. Like this moment right here,
that's right.
I think this is a love moment, a loving circle. And I'm honored to be a part of this with these great brothers, with the wonderful queens that you all are. So I don't want to ramble too much, but I'm just grateful.
Wow, awesome. Yeah, it is awesome. It's awesome. And it is a circle, as you said, of love. And that's what we're here for. I was saying to someone the other day, I said, you know what, with these transparency shows, we're not here to be looking down on folks and talking about people and frowning up and all that kind of stuff. That's not what it's all about. You know, it's not. And so if people think that we're going to be doing that on here, well, then they got the wrong show. Because that's not what we're going to be doing. Not on here. You know, we're here to love everybody through whatever they going through.
Yeah.
You know, and to keep them encouraged. You know, that's what we have to do. So, wow. So that's awesome. So you talked a little bit about rejection, okay? St. James, you're next.
St. James.
What's up there? Look at her. She's giggling already because she already know. listen, you know, I'm 52 years old. Say that years old because we have to acknowledge the fact that, you know, we're getting older. We have a thing in this country with ageism, and we kind of turn the nose up. We don't treat our seniors, those that have paved the way for us, that have paid the dues, blood, sweat, and tears, so that we can have the opportunities that we have now, even if they're not, you know, to the top of echelon of what you think it should be. We've come a long way as a people, and my grandparents paved the way so that I could be the man that I choose to be today, even under the circumstances. So with that being said, you know, I'm 52 years old and proud, and to me, I just don't have the energy to entertain this position of victim or woe is me. We're too evolved, especially if you walk in Christ. You have to evolve past that. I'm on the King's highway trying to make heaven my home. You already are King's kid. You understand?
That's
so
right.
Everything that we profess, confess, and profess, we have to walk with our heads held up, knowing that it's already done. So for me, I walk as if I call those things that be not as though they already are in my life, even if I don't have them in my possession. And so that means love, a balance of it all, love, life, the pursuit of happiness, a healthy relationship, and you do the best that you can with people. We understand we're not perfect, meaning we're not flawed. We're flawed. We're not flawless, but we can't flawless if we choose to recognize the things that keep us, you know, in bondage. So for me, I've become a freer person. I knew Cleveland back in Atlanta back in the day. I was probably in my 30s, and I recall it's amazing how long. Oh, man, it's amazing. I found Cleveland on I think he found me on Instagram. I can't remember. But it's like, we were doing a gospel play with some guy that was doing some prostate cancer. Remember that, Cleveland?
Wow.
Remember that?
I don't want to be transparent.
And so, you know, anyway, for me, I don't really have anything about transparency. I'm always transparent. And to people, to the chagrin of some of my family and friends and close people in my life, they don't like it. But it set me free to be real and open and transparent about everything, not just the good stuff, the everything, even the stuff people ain't gonna like about you. Just be transparent and own it. The stuff, and that's why the serenity prayer is so relevant, because it's accepting the things you can't change and having the wisdom to know the difference and being still when you know you need to be. Sometimes it ain't for you to do anything, but just be there, be still. So I'm in a great place musically, life, and I just, as Angel knows, I want to be able to be a blessing to everybody that I can be. That's why I don't mind giving away what God has gifted me to have, if that's what it's meant to be. You're gonna get blessed above measure when you bless other people. So I'm just there now, man, and everything in my life. And in the end of the day, if you shut up and be quiet and be still, a lot of that stuff can just be dissipating your life, man. It's that we always yapping that we're not listening. And if we ain't listening, we ain't learning. And it's that simple, bro.
Yeah. Wow. I like that last part. Can you say that again?
If we ain't listening, we ain't learning.
That's true.
That's simple.
That is
Shut
true.
Up.
That is true. Because like you said, people, be popping off at the mouth. That's true all the time. And you wonder, like, are we listening or hearing or, I even notice even as far as praying, we'll say, we're praying and we're leaving it in God's hand, but are we really leaving it in his hand, or are we still picking it back up and we still complaining? I'm guilty of that at times, saying, oh, well, it's in his hands. I'm not going to complain, but I'm steady yapping, about situations. And, sometimes things can be prolonged because of that. It don't mean that you won't get or receive, but it's just you're delaying because of your mouth. So I really totally agree with you on that one, for real, about the listening. Mm-hmm. That's so true. Wow.
We can run down the street, it's like if you're on fire, what do? You don't run. See, a lot of people metaphorically or even like not hypothetically, but they're running down the street like their hair on fire, but wonder why they're burning. Stop. Let me douse the fire with your hair up. You're like, screaming down the street. How can I help you? If you be still and let me douse out the fire, I can now. Okay, we got it out. Okay. All right, you're good. That's a lot of people. They run around. They run around with their hair on fire, screaming, and wonder why they burned up. You burn up. Come on, you got to stop.
Yeah, exactly. You're right about that. I don't think I want to keep running with no fire on my head, because hey, it's gonna spread then for real.
Exactly. And you wonder why unfortunately, you end up in a place you don't want to be. The burn you live like.
Yeah, exactly. I know that, Sharky. You're right about that, for real. Wow. Oh, wow. Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Where you at? You next.
Yeah. So, much love and shout out to the brothers, man, Cleveland and St. James. What they're saying is absolutely awesome, man. I'm just sitting here listening and taking it in, especially what the brother St. James just said about the being still part. That's what I finally just had to learn, as a young man coming out of Georgia, a small town of Valdosta, then moving here to Atlanta, pursuing my music ministry, there's so many variation of things. A various amount of things that cause us to move out of the will of God. It be anxiousness, it be greed, it be, a lot of things that want, that makes us move out of the will of God. But like the man of God said, you got to be still, So I finally I'm finally learning that, in my journey, in my walk. And also touching on what the brother Cleveland said about rejection, from my experience, coming from the South Side, they call it the dirt, of Valdosta, Georgia, Hudson Docket, all those areas where I used to roam at, man, in the hood or whatever. Rejection for me was like, it was like a seed planted by the enemy to cause me to go down a very, very, very hard, rough road. Because of rejection, it made me go into a lot of areas that made life really hard for me, And, you know, and I had to learn the hard way through experience, you know, that I didn't have to do that. And I had to learn who I was in God and to accept that, you know, and then, you know, to be proud of who I am so that I can grow, you know. So so it took me down a road of, you know, drugs, you know, lust, struggled with lust real bad, you know, dealt with, you know, women. I was a whoremonger, ran through plenty of them, you know what I'm saying, being a R&B artist, then converting to gospel through a miraculous encounter with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know. But before that encounter, man, I, you know, from cocaine to weed to alcohol to that rejection was the root cause of me going into all of these things, you know, trying to find validation, trying to solidify my identity, you know, because of the hurt, the pain, and the rejection, you know. And so for me, that's what it's been, man. And but, you know, I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for healing, you know, that miraculous, because people don't understand in this life, everything has a spiritual influence. And once we come to that realization and understand that we are spiritually influenced and what spirit is influencing you, once we start there, then we can kind of, you know, start from ground zero and work our way up to, you know, gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from God of what we're dealing with and how to deal with it, you know, whether it's things of the past, childhood, or whatever, you know what I mean? So yeah, to sum it all up, you know, basically, you know, rejection was the root for me and in my life of sin until God, you know, healed and delivered me.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm. Yeah, that is.
Yes, sir.
Does somebody want to pick off of that?
Listen, this is transparency. Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm honored to be in this of real people, you know.
It's so funny that the name of this is transparency, and me and the woman of God was talking earlier about that, because the name of my new CD is called Transparency. So it was so crazy.
Prophetic.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, sure he is. I remember when I was telling him about the show, I said, you know what, you got to be on this show because your CD is named this, you know, Transparency.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome CDs of songs. I feature it on the station, and also especially on the hip hop shows on Saturday night. And so he heard y'all songs on Saturday night. I do the hip hop / love.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Dope.
Oh, thank you.
I gotta check out your stuff, man.
Social media platforms.
Yeah. And then you are also y'all on YouTube too, so as well.
Right. Okay. I'll subscribe to your channel, man. That's what you got to do. Just support everybody, man.
Yeah.
Amen. So, amen.
Got you.
Amen.
So.
Now you know what? Yeah. Now by y'all saying, now by we talking about this rejection, what you were saying about the rejection, you know, it threw me back into the same thing with me. I had dealt with that coming up, you know, dealing with that rejection and you know, mentally abuse, you know what I'm saying, going on. And it had me to where I didn't care anymore. Mm-hmm. It got to the point to where I got involved in the gangs and, you know what I'm saying, and the drugs, you know, selling drugs and running guns and just dealing with the big bad wolves out there, you might as well say, you know, with the men. It was like I felt like they had to be gangster. I didn't want nobody that was working a 9-to-5. You know, you had to bring that bread. You had to have that bread, and you had to be like a ride or die, so to speak. And if you wasn't talking about killing and beating down, I felt like, you know, hey, you're weak. You know what I'm saying? Because of what the I mean, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but seriously, you know, it was like that. Even coming up, people would ask me, like, why don't you ever listen to love music? You know, why you don't never slow it down? Because I was the type that would get up early in the morning, drinking on beer, smoking weed, drinking liquor, and I got to have that crunk, you know, type music. Kill your you know, shoot the dog and, you know, do the drive-by. You know, that, you know,
window,
and I'm serious.
To the wild.
And, yeah. and that's how it was. I mean, we talking like, we talking like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. And my friends would look at me like, it is too loud to have these sounds banging and all that killing and talking about shooting and beating down. You know, but that was my way. It sounds strange, but to be honest with you, going through that, even with the rejection, it helped me be who I am today, to be able to understand why people have failed and done things that they have done. You understand? And mm-hmm. had anger. I could understand about people having anger, you know, because we all handle stuff in different ways. You know, some people with rejection, it causes them to drink. Some people get on, you know, drugs. Some of them may go into prostitution, you know. And back in the day, you hear a lot of people say, oh, look at him, look at her. They nothing but a lowlife. They're doing this and they're doing that. But you don't know what they went through to bring
right.
them that way. Everybody don't
right.
think the same. Some people's minds are weaker than others. You know, some people
true.
Strong and they can rise above it. Some people just stay there. Me, I went that way, but then after so long, I felt like, wait a minute, it's got to be something better than this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The bright light came
mm-hmm.
on and said, hey, you got to come out of that corner where it's dark and the light bulb is dim and about to blow out, you know. So I had to come out of that, and I just wanted to reflect on that part, what he was saying about what the rejection did with him, and I just wanted to share, you know, from my point of view, what it did to me too, how, you know, that I felt that way, where now I could care less who caring and talking about me and don't want to be bothered. I'll tell you where to go. You know.
Right.
So,
yes, man.
You know, I don't worry about that no more. I don't. Like St. James said, you know, we're getting older. You know, well, y'all getting older, I'm getting younger. But y'all didn't get that.
Well, I got it.
No. No, but seriously though, like you said, we're getting older, and at some point you done lived it and done that. And now it's time to get more, you know, we should be more grounded by now in a lot of things. Even what
right.
you said, Cleveland, how you went through some certain things and look how it's gotten you to be who you are today. You had to learn to accept yourself and love on yourself.
Yeah.
And that's so true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
That's so true. Anything else you want to touch down, Cleveland?
No, I mean, I'm here enjoying the moment of honesty, and I can feel the love, the respect. I'm just honored to be a part of this conversation, of part of the Transparency Show. So, you know, if I think of something, you know, I will say it. But,
yeah. I know you like, but right now.
But right now,
okay.
Absolutely, I'm soaking it all in. Thank you. Yeah, I'm soaking it in.
Okay. St. James, anything else?
No, I'm just, you know, it's a somber time, you know, that, I don't know if you guys talking about transparent, that debate last night, I'm like, good Lord.
Why didn't you say
I mean, you know what I'm saying, talk about transparency, not happening.
What you say
anyway, so let's just say it's one of them days, I got my, you know, you put the one finger up when you're about to go lead a sanctuary, I got to go ahead and put my finger up. <On that thing. laughs> Jesus, Lord help us.
Well, Brian, anything else?
I mean, I'm just ready to dive into some of these experiences and testimonies and things that you know, brought me to Christ, you know, these supernatural, because, you know, we live in an information age, you know, there's a lot of information out here. A lot of people have walked away from the church. A lot of people are criticizing the holy word of God. You know, a lot of things are going on. The enemy is has done a great job at deceiving the people. And as a young man that comes from a bloodline or a heritage or, you know, lineage of, you know, people who dibble and dabble in the dark arts, you know, quote unquote, I'm just really ready to share some things and expose some things, man, and expose the kingdom of darkness, you know, so people can be woke and be free, because when the Son says free, it's free indeed.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Hey, yes,
that's
sir.
True.
Amen to that.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Because, you know, with that darkness, I know I was all the way there. You know, I don't know. It just, I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, my mother used to tell me, you know, you have a very morbid mind. You know, but it was, like you said, it was just rejection, all kind of different things that, you know, took me there. And I'm going to be real with y'all. We talking about transparency. You know, back in the day, I really enjoyed that violence and going up somebody's head. And, you know, you try to down the line when you are transformed and you have changed, mm-hmm. and you try to not be a part of that life. You know, how many know that even as you get older and you have changed tremendously, there are some people that would try to take you back. You know what I'm saying? That will take right on. What I'm saying, and you know, I'm gonna use an example. I was so proud of myself. Well, I was proud of myself for a minute, but then I think I messed up. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't have to go to really say all of that. But you know, I remember being at this market, and my son at the time was working there, and I normally would. Everybody knew who I was there and what I was doing, you know, and everything. And so I would go in and grab a few things before he gets off. And I remember one time this lady, cash register, she was at the cash register and she's, I guess groggy, 'cause she didn't have a cigarette break or whatever they said, what was going on at that time. And I was walking past her and I'm using my card, and I guess I wasn't sliding it quick enough, and she snapped me up so bad, y'all, like I was a little kid, you know, well, you got to do it like this and you got to do it like that. And I looked at her, and I just started laughing for a minute. And my son is looking at me like, oh, my God, you know, oh, man, why did that woman, you know, say that? You know what I'm saying? And he brown-skinned it, looking like he about to turn bright red for real. And I'm looking at the lady like, you know, I said, who are you talking to like that? And she kind of like repeated herself, and I looked at her, and I'm like, you know what? I said, I thank God that I'm not who I used to be. Because
she done got it.
If I was who I used to be, I said, your face, those that registered, would have been engraved in your face. And when I said that, my son, like, looked at me like, oh, my God, you know. And the other guy that was standing there, he just busts out laughing. You know, he's cracking up laughing. I get my bags and everything and snatch the card and stuff. I said, but, you know, I'm giving this a pass. And I just walked out. And when I walked out, I thought about it. Like, wow, you know, I didn't have to say all of that. You know, did I really have to say all of that? But then again, I was happy in a sense, because I felt like I didn't snatch her up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
amen.
Back then I would have done it. And then they would have called the police.
Amen.
You know, and we out in the suburbs too. So,
yes,
I mean, we still learning. We steady yet still, you know, I can say I'm still learning a lot of stuff. I don't feel I have
Absolutely.
A right.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I do know that we talk about being transparent. I'll talk a little bit shortly about anger, because that's where my biggest struggle always have been, was anger, because I always felt like I had to take up for myself. I was my own best friend. And going through mental abuse, sometimes it will cause you to be like that, You know what I'm saying? That you just got to defend yourself. You got to speak up for yourself. And you always got to have this block. You know what I'm saying? You always got to have this way of anger to leash out on you know, people. And some people might not mean no harm by what they're saying, but it's just, you know, you don't like what they're saying, so you just snap and you just go off. And I think that's a lot of things that a lot of people deal with, too, is anger. And a lot of that anger have landed people in the grave and also in prison because of anger. So some things I think, you know, with us talking about transparency, that's one of the biggest things I think, too, that a lot of people struggle with, and that is rage. You know.
Yes, absolutely. I struggle with that also.
You know, and you just got to go to Hum in the Color Purple sometime. Them songs. You know, you got to go. You got to go to Hum. Like, I'm just going to keep up.
Hey, sis, I'm putting them two fingers up in the air and go, till you do right by me. Everything.
Oh, no.
I'm going there.
I know, right? I know.
Exactly.
But it's the truth though, and that does happen, you know. So I think that was a good when you said what you said, Brian. That kind of brought that out because we never did discuss anger. We didn't even go there the week before last. We never even talked about that, and that's a good topic, you know, anger.
Right, that sure
Cause
is.
Because it will make you do some things that you will sit back and be like, wow.
Yeah, man.
You know.
Anger is just, you know, I realized as I got older, as I've gotten, you know, I struggle with, while y'all talking about it, I struggle with the anger of frustration because I get it and I know everybody doesn't and you don't.
Yeah.
It's a tug of war because you want to care about people.
Yeah.
But you don't, but you can't, but then you want to strangle them at the same time because they walk. Oh my God! So what I realized about anger was it's about control. When you don't have control over a situation, you usually get angry about it. That's where. So once you learn to relinquish, like Cleveland, I think was mentioned in that, let go what other people think and acceptance and validation from other people's perspective of what they think you should do, how you should do it. If you're happy with it, that's all that matters. So that'll calm the anger. It's helped me kind of like really revamp how I react. Because it's all about how you react to it more so than what you have. Because Jesus was angry. We can't make anger sin. It's only a sin. Go ahead, sis. Go ahead. You can interject any time. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Y'all got
you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Can you got me? Okay, go ahead.
No, everything done got quiet. What is going on
here? I'm sitting. That's the thing. Everybody's respectful. Everybody's waiting for their turn. I was just didn't want to overtalk it. So, but I struggle with anger to this day, and I know why. It's about OCD. 16 years in the military. I like things dressed right, dressed clean, neat, organized. And when somebody comes in, it's like you got something neatly on the countertop, and somebody knocks it over. You're like, what the? You know, so control. And so I have to relinquish that and recognize whatever I can control, I do it. Whatever I can't control with it, I let it be and try to remove myself from a situation that's going to infuriate or frustrate me. It's not how close you can get to drama. It's how far away from it you can stay.
That's true. That is true. Uh-huh. You're right about that. You're definitely right about that. That is true.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's good you said that you still deal with that. But some people won't admit that. They feel like, oh, I just don't let nothing bother me. You know, yeah, okay.
Oh, child, please. Child, please. Please. Hey, when Jesus went in the temple and he snapped on the money changers, I don't think he was talking. He sounded like this. You know, guys, I really wish you wouldn't gamble in my father's house like this because it's just not cool. I'm sure Jesus wasn't doing that.
No.
He went in there throwing everything all over the place and tearing up that temple and throwing up, you know, money everywhere and telling them fools to get out of his father's house. He was not being nice. And I'm here to tell you, I'd venture to say he probably had a few choice words.
Yeah, hey,
and it was.
I'm telling you, he went in. You know, from what
yes,
I was
he
reading, he really went in.
He did.
You know,
and
anger.
He was not. He wasn't, and it wasn't sin though. So
yeah,
we
that's
cannot
right.
always
that's
equate.
Right.
We cannot always equate anger with as a sinful thing. It's only sinful when you commit a sin in anger. That's it.
That's true.
You can be angry.
Because he did tell us we can be angry but sin not. He did say that.
Exactly. But hold on. When he says be ye angry, it's almost like a comma there.
Yeah.
Think about that. That comma is a pause. That's what a comma in the place of a word is, a pause. That means Jesus said, be ye angry. And he paused, put a comma there. That gives us time. That means you got time. But sin not.
Yeah. yeah, that's true.
Y'all don't hear me, though. Y'all don't hear me, though. Can I get an A?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Cleveland, hey, you know what, Cleveland? I have never known you to be this quiet. Say something, Deacon, preacher.
I know he is quiet, ain't he?
I'm soaking it all up. No,
he said he's soaking. You know what? You know what he doing? You know what he doing, St.
What?
James?
He
ready for that second half where he can come on and tune up.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. He be like, let me tell you. Ha. Let me tell you what I went through.
That is St. James. That is not Cleveland at all.
You said what?
I said, that is St. James. That's Bishop. That's not me.
what did he say? I didn't hear you. What did he say?
He said, that's St. James. That's Bishop.
I called you Bishop. Bishop.
Hey, I ain't scared of my calling. Give it to me, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Well, you know what? What did you say? Say that again.
Cleveland, what did you say?
What, me?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, who, me?
And I love the name
no,
Cleveland
I don't know,
P.
Like,
Jones.
No, I mean,
it's the ball.
No, I'm literally here. I'm literally here soaking it all in. Like, okay, if we're going to go there, like, I listen to the biblical talk again, so we can go there, too. I listen to that. I try my best for me personally, and please understand this is a personal thing. Like I try not to lean. I don't get me wrong. I'm not anti-church or anything like that. Because I grew up in it, but I'm really careful about how I say things, how I view things.
Right.
You know, because I can't, like, so when you all talk about the Bible, I'm not a well-read Bible. Now, I do have a Bible here sitting in my space right now with it open and one of the songs. Every blue moon, I will get, but I'm not so when you all are saying things about the Bible, I don't get wrong. Again, I grew up a little Southern Baptist church boy, but I didn't really dig into the Bible. So what I am cautious about doing is having such a quick opinion about something. So what I do is soak in and listen, because this is a listening time for me, because, you know, you all can quote something that I probably can't quote. And it's not to, you know, I don't read at all.
Yeah.
So I listen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because I'm not, say, attracted to reading like that. So, but I do believe, you know, that the word is the word and whatever. But I just, so that's my transparency, too. So I'm not some well-versed person in this. And so I listen, and, you know, because I feel like I'm gaining some wisdom from listening to you all and laughter, by the way.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. Just,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what we're going to do then? We're going to take our 10-minute break. And,
okay.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break because we know that we're going to be playing Brian Jamal as long as I can live. And then St.
Awesome.
James, Gentle, featuring Sinead.
Yeah.
And then Cleveland P. Jones, Look, I had to do the any, mini, miny, mo.
You got to do, which one? Exactly, exactly. He got some hits. I told
yes,
you.
Yes, I know, right? I'm going to have to go with that mistake. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, that, me too.
I was
me too. That's my jam right there. Boy.
That mistake?
Yeah. Well,
oh, my God. Them notes
yes, Lord.
Was something.
Exactly.
Lit.
Them augmented notes, man. He in there killing it. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So we're gonna go to the – we'll go to the music, and then after
okay.
the music – then we're going to say everybody call back in. You can call back in to the same number, and then we're going to do our last part of this transparency. So is that all right, y'all?
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Is great.
All right.
Okay,
then
we're
going to be back.
We'll see you in 10 minutes.
All right.
Boom.
All right.
All right, guys. All right. See you talk to you soon.
All right. Yeah. All right.